This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, July 18th. God's word for you today is His namesake. Our scripture reading is taken from Ezekiel 36, verse 22. And it says, "Therefore, give the people of Israel this message from the Sovereign Lord. I am bringing you back, but not because you deserve it. I am doing it to protect my holy name." We will pick up today's devotional with our final thought from yesterday, which is, if there is one thing you must do in your life, it is to ensure that people know you with God's name. When you are associated with God, God will do certain things for you, not because of you, but because of His name. People often ask me, "Why are you not afraid of these crazy things you want to do? What if it fails?" It is all about His name, not mine. An anonymous quote reads, "When you seem broken beyond repair, God brings healing beyond belief." You go to God and you say, "You did this for me?" He says, "Yes, but do not let it get into your head. It is not because of you. I did it because of me." There are many things that God will do, and I am going on about how much He loves me. Then he says, "Yes, that is true. But never forget, I did not do this one because of you. I did it because of me." God will do things in your life beginning from today because of His holy name. You prophesy your destiny in three ways. The first is the words that you speak. Matthew 12, verse 37, which says, "Your words now reflect your faith then. Either you will be justified by them or you will be condemned." A person's life cannot rise above the words that he speaks. Your words shape your life. Romans 4, verse 17 says, "As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations, in the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist." God is saying, because you are His and you are made in His image, when you speak, you actually are calling things that do not exist into existence. The words of your mouth are very powerful. I have heard different schools of thought on this subject, and I read a lot of commentaries from our Western colleagues. Some of them say that man cannot use his words to change his life. There are all sorts of theories. I read one recently and I smiled. Why? The writer clearly has not seen battle. You wake up, there is power, and everything is working. Your demons are sophisticated. They are on the internet. But if you have demons from the village that are trying to control your life, you will learn how to fight. Psalm 82 verse 6 says, "I said, you are gods. You are all sons of the Most High." So, it means that if God speaks it, you can. Jesus said it himself in John 10 verse 34, which says, "Jesus answered, is it not written in your law? I said, you are gods." Be careful with the words that you speak. For some reading this devotional today, your parents or the people in authority over you have spoken negative words that have shaped your life, and you are struggling under the burden of those negative words. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, today we cancel those words. For those who are parents, just refrain from cursing your children or speaking harsh words to your children, whether you are angry or not. Let us pray. Father, do things that eyes have never seen and ears have never heard in my life for the sake of your holy name, and place a guard over my tongue. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.